Hey.
Workers' comp bill.
A committee meeting with the House Committee on Veterans Affairs. If this group will settle down, Representative Comp and Administrator Shimbridge. It's March the 7th, and it is 3:45 p.m., and thank you all very much. I appreciate your dedication and your commitment to our veterans, and so thank you for making this special time happen. I, at this time, would like to recognize any veterans in our audience. Well, there's two of them that we know right here, and we're most grateful for your service. Thank you.
Or another way to say it is 100% of those not non-members attending the committee.
Okay, I didn't understand that, but you're the psychologist. Okay. The purpose of our meeting is possible consideration of legislative drafts for introduction as committee measures. And our excellent administrators have prepared this document for you. And would you take us through these items, please?
I'd like to open a work session.
Didn't I?
Well, you kind of opened the meeting with kind of...
Okay, I need to specifically open a work session through which we may conduct our business.
You have seven legislative drafts that I've described on a piece of paper that I believe every member has, and I'll read through them.
I would just like to say that Representative Farr is excused at a doctor's appointment.
Legislative draft 3033 is a resolution proposing amendment to the Oregon Constitution relating to the Oregon War Veterans Fund.
A joint resolution?
Joint resolution, yes.
Okay.
Now, joint resolutions that propose amendments to the Oregon Constitution would need to pass both houses the same as a bill, but they don't require the governor's signature, and they go on to the ballot.
Right.
For a vote of the people.
Right.
Number 35 recognizes June 14, 2005 as Honor Our Oregon National Guard Day.
Hey, great idea.
Legislative draft 3036 recognizes May 1, 2005 as a day to honor members of the Oregon National Guard. Legislative draft 3421 is a bill relating to veterans, requires a waiver of local business license fees for veterans. The legislative council sent a note along with that. I put double asterisks there that says this would be subject to the three-fifths vote requirement in order to require compliance on the part of local governments. Legislative draft 3435 is a memorial that urges Congress to amend the definition of veteran in federal law. Number 3438 would be a bill relating to tax credits for employers who hire veterans of the United States military. It would provide credits for employers who hire veterans of the military. Legislative draft 3432 is again relating to the Veterans Loan Program. This would be the statute change that would go along with the one that's the first one above legislative draft 3033. And it would modify reference to persons who qualify for loans from Veterans Loan Program. Those are the seven, Madam Chair. I have copies available for anyone who would like to look at the specifics of the drafts.
Okay, thank you very much, Jim. I also have two other drafts that I'd like to bring up at this time on behalf of Representative Vicki Berger. These were from constituents. I'll just pass them to you, and perhaps you would go ahead and read those.
Legislative draft 2942 is relating to active military duty is the title on it, and the catch line is modifies requirements for public employers regarding continuation of health insurance benefits for public officers and employees who are on military leave. And was there another one?
Yes, sir.
Legislative draft 2941 is a memorial urges Congress to pass the National Guard and Reserve Bill of Rights Act of 2005. Giving the reservists the right to quality, affordable health care.
Okay. Excuse me, just one moment. Okay. It hasn't. Okay, all right. And one more.
This is legislative draft 3108. It is relating to military leaves of absence. The catch line is it allows members of specified branches of military to take 15-day leaves of absence from employment for any purpose if the member is ordered to federal or state active duty.
Okay, does anyone else have any other ones? Okay, thank you, Jim. And is there any discussion relative to these drafts? Are they acceptable? Representative Barnhart.
Madam Chair, I would move that the drafts that we have been referring to be accepted as committee bills.
Would you like me to read the numbers?
Yes, please.
Yeah, please read them. Yeah, that'd be great.
3033, 3035, 3036, 3421, 3435, 3438, 3432, 2941, 2942, 3108.
Yeah, that's my motion.
Thank you. Representative Barnhart, is there any objection? Okay. If not, we will accept these measures as committee bills. Okay. Being no other business for this work session, I will now close this work session. Do we have public testimony?
No. I just
would you please come forward and identify yourself?
Representative Nelson, representatives, I just want to say things that we do for the National Guard, we should also include the military reserves. All military reserves units from the state of Oregon have had personnel activated, just as the National Guard has, and I think it's really unfair not to recognize them while we recognize the Guard.
Thank you so much, Mr. McDonald, and let me assure you that it's all soldiers whose home of record is Oregon, all military. And we appreciate your bringing that to attention and our attention, and it's absolutely our purpose.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, and we'll see that that's done. All military. Any other public testimony? If not, I'll adjourn this meeting and thank you, and I'll remind you that we'll be going to the Department of Veteran Affairs in the morning and wear flat shoes, some men, no high heels, and no boots, Betty. We'll be walking 5 blocks. Thank you very much.
Each way.